ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, July 22nd, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 106 days until the presidential election. The fastest 3 hours on the internet, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We are just overflowing today. I did full coverage of the Secret Service hearing today with Kim Cheadle. We're going to be really digging into that. We got a ton of video clips from that. We'll play some of those. And then we're going to do more deep analysis of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump with some of the new information we have, some of the new videos we have. We're going to have a citizen journalist who's on the ground, who is getting drone shots, drone footage, talking to locals, joining us in the third hour. And now you also have members of the Republican Party out there, and I guess it's no longer a crime scene. They were kicking people out just a few days ago. Now they've cleared it as a crime scene, and so now anybody can go in there. So a bunch of citizen journalists are on the ground. A bunch of Republican House members and senators were there shooting footage, going into the building, going up on the roof. We're going to have that now with new breaking analysis. So a lot more deep analysis of the actual events of that day. And then we'll kind of tie it all in with what was said during the hearing, some of the new stuff that's emerged, some other new breaking information. And then we'll review the questions that needed to be asked and answered from the hearing today, and we'll review what was asked and what was answered. But mostly nothing got answered, not even basic stuff. So we'll break into all of that. Now, here's what's interesting. As we're in the fog of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump and the Secret Service cover-up, Joe Biden drops out of the presidential race via a letter, which was not written by him, was not signed by him. There was a forged signature on it. Somebody forged Biden's signature and was not on presidential letterhead. We have not seen or heard from Joe Biden in 5 days. In 5 days. Now, it's assumed at this point Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee. And it was actually on July 11th, as I've been doing my continued coverage, where I said it's going to be Kamala Harris. You can go back to July 11th, and you'll see, if you were listening, you remember that's the day I said, okay, it's going to be Kamala. That's the day I stuck my ground and stuck my reputation and said, yep, Biden's out, it's going to be Kamala. Well, it's assumed it's going to be Kamala. There's still time for them to remove Kamala. And we know from insider information and O'Keefe Media Group, who got D.C. insiders inside the Biden White House admitting that they don't want Kamala either, that, I mean, there's still a chance it might not be Kamala. So now it's like they're going to try to maybe test the waters with Kamala and see what's really up there. I think Kamala's worse than Biden. I would say Kamala is a worse candidate than Biden. Now let me be clear here. Just because Kamala is a joke and probably a worse candidate than Biden is, it does not mean we need to sit here and be confident in Trump's victory. We need to continue for the next 106 days to pretend like we're 10, 20 points behind, because that's basically the handicap we're fighting against. The elections are rigged against us, and so we need to pretend like we're losing. So let's just keep that in mind as all of this goes on. But if this goes sour, if this goes south with Kamala in this next week, in this week particular, don't be surprised if they try to reshuffle the deck. And there's a couple ways they can do that, because there's all different technicalities that are still in play right now with the Democrats and this dropping out of the race by Joe Biden without even his signature. He didn't write it. It's not even on presidential letterhead. We haven't seen him in 5 days. So there's a lot of different moving parts. We're going to get into all of it on a loaded, jam-packed, can't-miss InfoWars War Room.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, where to begin? I think I just start putting it down, and we start with Joe Biden dropping out, because even though this was likely done intentionally with the fog of the assassination attempt and the cover-up by Secret Service, which we'll get more into, they have Joe Biden drop out in a very unceremonious way in the middle of the assassination cover-up that everybody's focusing on and should be, and rightfully so, and we will too as well today. But in the fog of all of this, there's some big stories that are missing here. Joe Biden drops out of the race unceremoniously. And let's recall, just a week before Joe Biden drops out, what were they saying? Joe Biden's not going anywhere. Joe Biden is running. All these rumors of Joe dropping out are fake. All the propaganda agents. He's stronger than ever. He's the most fit of all time. He's the most qualified of all time. He's the best president of all time. Funny, isn't it? Funny how that just changes. Just changes. Just done. Oh, now we're throwing him overboard. He's done. Unceremoniously. So, okay. What's new? Democrats lie. And Democrat voters love to be lied to. And they just get away with this. They just get away with this. Or maybe they won't this time. The saviors of democracy initiated a coup on Joe Biden. And that's the story. That's the story. This was a coup. This was an actual coup against Joe Biden. Who ran it? Who initiated it? And where is Joe Biden? How do we go from Joe Biden making multiple statements saying, I'm not going anywhere? I mean, I got videos of it. Again, this was just last week. Just last week, Joe Biden, multiple campaign rallies. I'm not dropping out. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm going to be the next president. Democrats echoing the same thing. So how do we go from that to he drops out and then we just don't even see him? He just disappears. And they release the White House's, or Biden's, rather, presidential schedule. There's nothing on it. He has nothing scheduled all week. But his doctor says he's in great health, excellent health, just fine. Meanwhile, Lauren Boebert demands proof of life by 5 o'clock today. So how do you go from a week, Joe Biden's not dropping out, best president ever, all the Democrats saying it, vice president saying it, his propaganda agent saying it, I've got all the videos, do I need to remind you? To a letter, not on presidential letterhead, not written by Joe Biden, not signed by Joe Biden, saying he's dropping out. How does that happen? And then the same Democrats, insurrection, coup, Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody just pulled a coup on Joe Biden. And look, I don't like Joe Biden. You don't like Joe Biden. It was a coup that put Joe Biden in office to begin with. But see, this is now the nature of what we're looking at. So they put a coup to get Joe Biden in the White House. Now they're running a coup to get Joe Biden out of the race. And that's exactly what happened. So I wonder right now, what state of health Joe Biden is actually in? Does he even know Does he even know that he's dropped out of the race? Again, when you look at the official, I don't know what makes it official. What makes Joe Biden's statement on dropping out of the race official? He didn't write it. He didn't sign it. And it's not on presidential letterhead. Folks, the signature is clearly a fraud. Somebody committed criminal fraud here. This is a criminal forgery of a signature. And they didn't even do a good job. It's not even a good forgery. So how is this Joe Biden dropping out of the race? Does he even know he's dropped out of the race? What is Joe Biden's current health status? And who initiated the coup? There has been a coup at the White House, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody has run a coup against the President of the United States. Who's running it? Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, the Democrat Party at large? All the above? Who just ran a coup to get Joe Biden to drop out of the race? Does he even know he's dropped out of the race? And what is his health status? These are all imperative questions right now. Hard to focus on this, considering we've got Secret Service and the FBI covering up an attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Now, think about this. Donald Trump was supposed to be dead. Now, a coup has been run against Joe Biden. He's out of the race. Ladies and gentlemen, we are supposed to be looking at a situation where both of the nominees from the Democrat and the Republican Party are out of the race with 100 days left to go. That's how corrupt things are. That's how openly corrupt they are. And they can't even hide it anymore. So we were supposed to have a Republican nominee that didn't actually get the nomination, didn't have the votes, didn't have the delegates. And now you're going to have a Democrat nominee that didn't get the votes, didn't get the delegates. Now, the Democrats have their own system of superdelegates. They can rig it anyway. They don't need a vote. Did you know that? The saviors of democracy. You don't need a single vote to win the Democrat Party nomination. They get to choose who their nominee is. And it's likely they will do so. And so maybe we should just talk about that before we move on. It's hard to fathom what the Democrats are going to pull next. Just like it was hard to fathom that Joe Biden could run, now it's hard to fathom what they're going to do with Kamala Harris. Who's going to be her vice president? Is she even going to end up being the nominee? Now, there's moves in her favor today. There are definitely moves in her favor today. A lot of the delegates are already flipping over to Kamala Harris. Nikki Haley's super PAC is giving all of their money to Kamala Harris. Isn't that funny? And by the way, Nikki Haley, who begged to speak at the RNC and says she's calling for unity, she's getting all in behind Donald Trump. Has she said anything about her own super PAC giving all of their money to Kamala Harris instead of Donald Trump? It's funny, Nikki Haley's silence on that issue, isn't it? That phony B.I. itch, Nikki Haley, makes me want to vomit. What an absolute phony. I can't believe anybody let her on the stage at the RNC as now she's stabbing Trump in the back, stabbing the Republicans in the back. And you say, oh, well, it's a super PAC. She doesn't really control it. It's in her name, and she has said nothing. She has said nothing that the money she raised is now going to Kamala Harris. Nikki Haley. More knives to stab you in the back with than you can even imagine. And now she's done it again. Nancy Pelosi endorses Kamala Harris. There's a whole rung of Democrats now coming out and endorsing Kamala Harris. A lot of the delegates are now flipping over to Kamala. The Biden delegates that are now up. She's got 531 delegates as of now. She needs 1,986. But the Democrat convention isn't till mid-August. And this whole thing is so screwy, folks. They are looking at a situation where the only way to be eligible on a ballot in Nevada and Wisconsin is if the candidate of choice is dead. And the only way that they can get on the ballot in Ohio is if they have an official nominee before the end of July. Remember, they were going to do that virtual swearing-in ceremony of Biden so they could get on the ballot in Ohio. So now they're looking at a week to officially certify Kamala Harris, or they're looking at an absolute disaster coming up. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's still massive internal pushback against Kamala Harris. And now with Joe Biden's health in question, you got a whole nother problem. You got a whole nother problem. And it actually might be a bigger factor than we realize, considering the laws to remove Biden from the ballot in certain states. And believe me, the Democrats know all of this. They're measuring all this out. Now, if you go back in time to 2020, how did Kamala Harris do in the primaries? She had zero delegates. Zero. Not one. Tulsi Gabbard had the least amount. She had two. Klobuchar had five. Buttigieg with 15. Bloomberg, Warren, Sanders, and then Biden gets the nomination. That's 2020. Kamala Harris came in dead last in 2020. Dead last. That's their nominee. Dead last. She's not doing well in swing states. Pulling behind, this was in 2020, pulling behind almost every other candidate. In Michigan, she pulled at 0%. Florida, 1%. North Carolina, 1%. Pennsylvania, 1%. Wisconsin, 1%. This is their nominee. This is their nominee who couldn't even crack a single delegate in 2020, who could barely pull at 1%. In 2020. I'm telling you, folks, this thing is not over. Now, I told you it was going to be Harris on July 11th. You can go back and look at the record. I'm telling you now, this deal ain't over. This deal ain't over by a long shot. Kamala Harris is not guaranteed. And all the same things they said about Joe Biden, they're saying about Joe Biden has all the money. Joe Biden has all the delegates. Joe Biden is fit. Joe Biden has the endorsements. It's Joe. He's running. He's campaigning. They said the exact same things about Joe Biden, and look at where we are today. This thing is far from over. But I say let the Democrats deal with their issues. Let the Democrats deal with their madness. Let the Democrats deal with their problems. Let the Democrats run their coup. It's sad. It's a coup against our country. We need to focus on the cover-up of the assassination of Donald Trump and who done it. We know why. But something bigger needs to happen here. This is not about a lone gunman. And now even members of the Republican Party are calling it out in network news interviews. And they're even getting into conspiracy. Now, again, I've got a lot of new information on this. But before we move on, again, don't think that this is over by a long shot with Kamala. And also, here's an issue that's starting to come into play. Some questions for Kamala Harris about eligibility. Now, I've already commented on this. We've had debates on the air about this. I don't think it's going to matter, but this will be an issue. She was already the vice president, so that's basically saying she's eligible anyway. But this is another issue they face, folks. It's just more negative press that they're going to have to hurdle for Kamala Harris. And they know it. Is she even eligible? But then there's the coup that was just run against the President of the United States. Who ran the coup against Joe Biden? Who ran the coup against Joe Biden? Does he even know he's dropped out? And what is his current medical condition? The President of the United States has not been seen or heard from in 5 days. Tell me how you're the President of the United States and you're going to drop out of the race and you're not even going to do it during a televised statement or press conference? You're not even going to have any physical appearance or announcement? Instead, somebody's going to write a letter and then forge your signature and then you're not seen or heard for days? So those are the important stories. It's not a done deal with Kamala. And who ran the coup against Joe Biden? That's the story. That's the story. Who ran the coup against Joe Biden? Does he even know he's dropped out? And what is his current health status? Hillary Clinton getting involved. By the way, she's turned off replies on her Twitter post, on her X posts. She makes a strong statement in support of Biden after he drops out and then turns off the replies. Oh, you know Hillary is still aching to get back involved. This deal's not over, folks. This deal is not over. But I'll tell you what, let's finish up with this, and in the second hour, we'll really focus on the hearing from today and the cover-up of the assassination attempt. Here is RFK Jr. talking about the Biden dropout and the Harris nominee in clip 25.
You mentioned Kamala Harris is who you said that the Democratic Party appeared poised to put into that position. You were critical there, obviously, of President Biden's policy. What, if anything, is different? How do you compare yourself to Kamala Harris if she does become the Democratic nominee for president?
Well, I think, you know, Kamala Harris is the party of war. She is she's a war hawk. You know, the Democratic Party was always the peace party. Kamala Harris is a war hawk on Ukraine. She's a war hawk on China. I think that we should be figuring out ways to coexist with the rest of the world as best we can. Of course, we need to protect our national security. I think she's not going to do anything about the national deficit. I've never heard her speak about the chronic disease epidemic, about I think she's a product of the corporate control of our democracy. And she's one of the authors of, in terms of civil rights, she has one of the worst civil rights record of any public official. She's the author of the, one of the primary authors of the school-to-prison pipeline. She kept 5,000 people, despite a Supreme Court order that she released 5,000 prisoners and of nonviolent drug crimes who were illegally in California jails. She kept them in there saying that we needed them for firefighting and for other public work services. And that's just a modern version of indentured servitude, a modern version of slavery. She was one of the two leading public officials in California, which now has the worst education system, 49th in education outcomes in the country. 50% of the homeless people in our country are in California, and she was behind those policies. So I don't think she has a good I don't think, in terms of the traditional Democratic principles, I don't think she has a credible record.
Now, here's Kennedy's vice president pick, Nicole Shanahan, talking about all the money she's raised, or the Biden campaign has raised, and what's going to happen to that in response to Biden dropping out, clip 23.
After weeks of misleading and gaslighting the nation, President Biden announced today that he will not run for re-election. While this decision might initially seem on its face to be a positive development for the Democratic Party, here's why it's actually quite sinister. By choosing to delay this announcement until late July of an election year, Biden has hindered qualified Democratic challengers from having a genuine opportunity to become the nominee. Dean Phillips ran to offer voters an alternative, one that they might have preferred if they had known Biden never intended to seek a second term. Bobby Kennedy also pursued the Democratic nomination early on, only to quickly realize that the process was rigged in favor of Joe Biden. What the DNC, Biden, and the ruling class of the Democratic Party have done is corrupt. It's un-American and ultimately a grave harm to our democratic process. We are now facing a situation where the powers that be are self-appointing Biden's replacement. They have already named their chosen candidate, Kamala Harris, and anyone attempting to challenge us at the DNC convention next month will be smeared, blacklisted, and labeled a traitor to the party. This, too, is corrupt, un-American, and a true threat to our democracy. I spoke with my FEC lawyer this morning, and he confirmed with me that over $240 million that the Biden campaign has raised can only be used by Kamala Harris remaining on the ticket. She was not voted into this role. She is a de facto candidate by virtue of spending power. If it is not Kamala on the ticket, this fund goes to the party, for which only $32 million can be coordinated with the candidate's campaign. The Democratic Party has abandoned any semblance of being a legitimate party for the common man, all in the name of defeating one man, Donald Trump. And even there, they are not being sincere. They want a retail politician that they can control and also one that can beat Donald Trump. This is an impossible dual task. As a lifelong progressive Democrat, I am ashamed of the party leadership I once supported and deeply sorry to the millions of Americans who have placed their hope in a political machine that does not serve their best interest. I remember the frustration I had
the last several years. Let's go to another former Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard, before we go to break, saying similar things.
Hey, everybody. I just got here to Rome, where I'm going to be joining a dialogue and forum on peace, security, and prosperity for the Western Hemisphere in Europe. I just saw the news flash like everybody else. President Biden's no longer running for re-election, and he's endorsed Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee for president and commander-in-chief. I'm going to sound the same warning now that I have been for years, going all the way back to 2020 when both Kamala and I were running for president on the Democratic ticket. She is unfit and unqualified to be our president and commander-in-chief and would be incredibly dangerous in that position. The prospect of Kamala Harris making decisions about war and peace and where to send my brothers and sisters in uniform.
I'm out of time in this segment. I've gone long, but I think we get the point. These are former Democrats that no longer identify with the Democrat Party, warning about how corrupt it is, warning about what a disaster Kamala Harris will be. And so everybody sees this now. The problem is, politically, what are we running against? We're running against a corrupt establishment. Politically, we're running against corrupt institutions. But what are we running against on the ground? We're running against the scorekeepers that count the votes. And now there's new information every day, and this is why I continue with the interactive voting map. New information out of Pennsylvania. They're going to steal Pennsylvania, folks. They're going to steal Pennsylvania. And so it's probably going to come down to Arizona and Nevada is what it looks like. But they're going to steal Pennsylvania. They're going to steal Wisconsin, just like they did in 2020. That we haven't done enough to fight the voter fraud. So we're running against a corrupt establishment, and we're running up against the people that count the votes. Doesn't matter if it's Kamala.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is insane. I don't want to jump the shark, but I got to give you an update. A no-fly zone has been issued over Delaware. Kamala Harris is en route to Delaware. Could they be signing over the presidency to Kamala Harris by the end of the week? Again, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself here. I'm just telling you this is what's going on. And Biden hasn't been seen in days. They forged his signature. They wrote a letter for him. It wasn't even on presidential letterhead. And based on the trajectory of this month of U.S. politics, well, why wouldn't they just give the presidency to Kamala at this point? I mean, what more insanity could happen? This is insane. Okay, joining me now, you may know her from her prior work of one of the greatest NFL sideline reporters of all time, and that is Michelle Tafoya. Now, before I bring her on, I just want to say this, and I'm sure Michelle doesn't remember. This was probably like 10, 15 years ago, and Michelle, I'm not trying to age us here, but my audience knows I used to work in sports media. I used to work NFL TV, sports TV. Michelle was truly one of the classiest, nicest sideline reporters that I ever met. I truly mean that. It's up, you and Tracy Wolfson were just the classiest, nicest. And some of these younger sideline reporters, I'm not going to name names. They don't really like to treat their help with respect and dignity. You always did. So I just want people to know what a class act you are. So it's an honor to have you on the show. All right. Well, I kind of wanted to get with conservatives and sports and Trumps.
Thank you. That's really nice of you. I always appreciate everyone on our crew. So.
and anyone else that I deal with. So thank you. That's really sweet of you. Go ahead.
Well, I could tell. Well, I wanted to get into, you know, conservatives and sports and Trump. You have these baseball players now doing a Trump celebration when they hit a home run. I mean, but first, let's get into this breaking news. I mean, they clearly forged Biden's signature. It's not on presidential letterhead. Do you think Biden even knows he's dropped out of the race at this point? I mean, what do you think is going on?
I really don't know what Biden knows. I don't know what he knows. I wish I did. I wish someone would tell us the truth. And that's what's so disturbing about this. They were supposedly the most transparent White House in history. No, this has been anything but transparent. And all we have to rely on these rumors about Nancy Pelosi saying, if you don't withdraw, then we're going to go with 25th Amendment, and that's going to be humiliating for you, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this news flash you're giving us about Delaware, this wouldn't surprise me in the least. We have not seen Joe Biden. Plenty of people are calling for him to, if you can't run, then you should probably resign. I just got through telling a friend of mine, it wouldn't surprise me at all if she were president before the end of the week. That would not surprise me in the least. So if she's on her way there, that could very well be what's going on, or they're going to make some sort of joint appearance. I don't know, but I wish someone would be honest with us for once.
Meanwhile, nobody is running the country. Now, I don't even think this is all said and done with Kamala. I think the Democrats are kind of testing the waters with Kamala right now, but they know she's not very likable. She doesn't poll well. She was dead last in the Democrat primaries in 2020. So, I mean, it's not like she's going to be the savior to this disastrous party that we have right now. Do you think Kamala Harris registers with women? Do you think women identify with Kamala? Does she get out the female vote?
It's funny that you asked that. I was just on Facebook a few minutes ago, and I was surprised to see someone posting a Rolling Stone magazine cover with Kamala on it and said, Kamala Harris, hashtag LFG. Everyone knows what that is. Refer to Tom Brady if you don't. I sent her a message because she's a friend and she's clearly very publicly supporting Kamala Harris. And I just said, what is it about her record or her qualifications that impress you? I think sadly, some women just want to see a woman president. I'm not that woman. I want to see a qualified, really good, strong woman as president if I'm going to see one. Like Condoleezza Rice comes to mind. So this is not, I'm sad if women just want to see a woman president for the sake of seeing a woman president. I think there are a lot of qualified women out there who could be president. Don't get me wrong. And I think that, the right one would certainly get my vote. Kamala, to me, is not the right one. She's done nothing in the White House. She was supposed to take care of the border issue and did zero to do that. I don't know what other qualifications she has. I don't know what other achievements she's had except getting rid of or having most of her staff resign constantly, turnover day after day, month after month of her staff. So I don't get it.
Well, I don't mean to be discouraging here, but I do think she has a record for most knee pads ran through in the history of California politics. But that's just another story. Maybe that's a good segue into sports, actually, I think. And so, you worked in the sports industry for a long time. I was in the sports industry before I switched to politics. And you're probably well aware. I would say in a lot of these leagues, there's a lot of people that vote Republican or have conservative political values, but they don't like to be outspoken. I can't tell you how many times I went into a radio booth or a TV booth and the play-by-play guy or the color guy or somebody on the crew would be listening to Alex Jones. But then you'd come in and they like turn it off. And they're like, I don't know what this is. I'm like, hey, it's all right. It's okay. I'm right there with you. Do you see this culture changing? Now you got these baseball players that do the Trump celebration. You got NFL players coming out and endorsing Trump, talking about conservative values. Do you see this culture shift kind of happening now where finally people in the sports world aren't going to be afraid of their politics?
I think that's what you're seeing. I think, a lot of people who might have been ashamed or been shamed into keeping themselves quiet are done with that. And now it gets tricky, right? Because what have the Democrats done? They have taken an old white man off of their ticket and at least for the moment are replacing him with a young woman who is Jamaican and Indian, a woman who is not white, you know, and so they're going to make it very difficult because of this identity politics. I hate identity politics. I don't even know what to call it. It's not what we should be voting for. I see more people excited to vote for her because she's a woman or because she of her skin color than any other reason. That's not leadership. That's not leadership. So I want a leader in the White House, and my fear is if Kamala Harris is in the White House, people like Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and others are really going to take advantage of the United States more than they already have in Joe Biden's first 4 years.
Well, you know, and it's just been such an expose of weakness, I think, under Biden. And I mean, definitely athletes want to see a sign of strength.
We all do.
Yeah.
I would think anyone does. I would think I surprised Will Cain the other day. I was on his podcast, and he's a former sports guy too. And I told him I'm pro-choice with exceptions. I'm not one of these late-term abortion proponents. I am not. But I am pro-choice. And he said, that's surprising to me because most pro-choice women, that's their number one issue. And I said, not even close for me. It's not even in the top four because, quite frankly, women don't have the choice to even have a choice if they don't have public safety, if we don't have national security, if you're in danger and, you know, you're murdered by an illegal immigrant, as we've seen some women recently have been, then your ability to choose to or not to choose to have an abortion goes out the window. So for me, public safety, domestic security, international relations, those things are far more important, foreign policy, far more important to me.
Well, that's such a good point, and it shows how liberals have been tricked into prioritizing the wrong things. And I mention this all the time because I've been a big pro-life advocate for my career in politics, and I always notice this. When you see all these women, because I go to these events, you see all these women out there, young women, and they're very pro-choice, and abortion is their number one issue, and it hits me, and I'm like, well, none of you have ever had an abortion, the vast majority of you have never had an abortion. The vast majority of you will never have an abortion. So why is this your biggest? Most of you hate men. It's like you're not even going to be with a man. But it hits me. It's like it's all propaganda. They make these women think it's their number one issue, even though, like you said, most of them aren't even going to be impacted by this, but they will be impacted by bad policy with police, bad policy with criminals, bad policy with taxes, open borders. And they get these liberals to prioritize the wrong issues.
Yeah. I think that it's an old playbook trick. They use fear. Oh my gosh, what if you did get pregnant? What if you did? Okay, what if you did? Then what? So yeah, there are other ways to avoid getting pregnant, first of all. We all know that. And second of all, this notion that the Supreme Court ended your right to choose, they just made a decision that legalized the morning after pill. So I don't know how these messages get so lost. I do know that you're right, that there is a media machine out there that is really, it seems to me, kind of a wing of the Democrat Party. And it parrots these fears out to people. They want to take away your right to choose, your right of your bodily autonomy, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there are some politicians who are staunchly pro-life. And, you know, I thought it was ridiculous when this idea of a national abortion ban. We had a guy running for governor here in Minnesota a few years back who said, we will ban abortion. That word ban is toxic, and when you put it next to abortion, it's even more toxic. So it's, you know, no matter whether or not you plan to have an abortion, have ever had an abortion or whatever, the fear that this instills in people, that you would not have a choice to do so if you needed to, is all that it takes. And they prey on that, and they make it probably a bigger issue than it needs to be. But still and yet, I will stand here and say I am pro-choice with exceptions. There are a lot of exceptions. I do not think second and third trimester abortions, unless a doctor says they're needed, are a good idea. It's not like when you're pro-choice, it doesn't necessarily make you like, yes, abortion. That's not what's happening here. You know, you're pro-choice. You're just wanting women to maintain the right to make the decision with their doctor.
Well, unfortunately, your pro-choice energy and attitude gets lost in the fanfare of some of these shows and some of these activists. And so it just makes it a horrible look. And I think that's why conservatives respond the way they do, no matter how strongly they feel about abortion. When we see people parading it around like a celebration, that makes the hardline conservative stance, I think, even harder. But, you know, you bring up the media propaganda. And, you know, this was kind of it was a big realization for me, because I wasn't political at all and I was still working in the sports world. And then, you know, you start paying taxes and you start to get political. You can't help it. And it hit me one day, and I think I was at a football game, and they started pushing vaccines, and then they did a gay pride thing, and then they did this other thing. I can't remember. And I was sitting there and it just hit me. I was like, wait a second. This is just all left wing propaganda. And the way they present it to these huge audiences is, oh, this is just pop culture, or oh, this is just common sense. And so the average audience member just thinks, oh, this is what's common, this is what's popular, oh, I just want to be a part of this. They don't realize it's just outright Democrat Party propaganda. It's like they still do it in the NFL with all the anti-racism stuff. It's like, hey, clearly the NFL ain't racist. Like, what are we doing here? If anything, football proves that we're not racist. What are we doing here putting all this anti-racist stuff everywhere? It's all Democrat Party propaganda.
It's a lot of virtue signaling as well. And, you know, when you talk about the people who are coming up through the ranks in some of these franchises and organizations, let's say they're the social media managers or the in-game promotions. I mean, these are not the owners. Now, the owners ultimately sign off, but these are the young people that are coming up through the ranks and saying we should have all these different celebrations, different nights at the ballpark. You know, here in Minnesota, I think the Minnesota Twins, our baseball franchise, they had a big memorial out in left field about the whole the Black Lives Matter thing that happened here in Minnesota. And it didn't go over well with a lot of people. A lot of people think, this is where I go to get away from it. This is where I go to be friends with everybody, you know, whether they're a fan of the Twins or not. This is where I go to just cheer and enjoy my day. And I don't want to be preached to or lectured to about, you know, the anthem or anything else. And so I think it's too bad. But it's permeated everything.
I don't know if you saw this. There were two instances. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays, a guy hits, I think it was a RBI double. He does the Trump celebration. There was a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. He hits a home run. He does the Trump celebration. The bench does the Trump celebration. They put their hand over their right ear, and then they put their fist up saying, fight, fight, fight. Do you think that this has really changed? I mean, is this momentum going in the opposite direction where – it's not just players feeling like, oh, maybe I'm comfortable showing my politics, whereas it's like now it's kind of like it is pop culture and you're kind of viewed as the rebel now.
You know, as we sit here on July 22nd, I really felt that way, that the momentum was just had changed big time. And so what the Democrats have smartly done is tried to stop it by changing the news cycle and by – you know, yesterday after the British Open, the Open Championship was done, that's when the Biden letter was released on X, and that's when the news dropped that Joe Biden was no longer running for president. Completely changed the news cycle. Completely. And so today, while hearings were held on Capitol Hill that were supposed to really question the head of the Secret Service and whether or not she was appropriate for the job and had done the job well, people were still talking about the fact, where's Joe Biden? What's Kamala Harris doing? She's the presumptive nominee now, which, by the way, hasn't happened in a really Democratic way, has it?
Oh.
We still need to see their convention. This is
You mean the party protecting democracy?
Yes, yes. They're very afraid of losing democracy, and so they undemocratically have assigned Kamala Harris as their nominee for president in spite of what the delegates have said. And, you know, they're going to find a way to get that done. So they have changed that momentum, and now we have to see whether it turns back and when and how. But, yes, I did feel that momentum was changing.
Well, Kim Cheadle today during the hearing insinuated – that anybody questioning the Secret Service agents there on the ground, specifically the women we saw fumbling around, looking around confused, By the way, the woman that's standing in front of Trump that's like 5 foot nothing, Trump's over 6 feet tall. There was a wide open shot at him. God forbid if there was somebody else trying to hit him. I mean, that's not even a – I mean, that's not even saying she can't do the job. She just physically cannot block a bullet from hitting Trump. And so the Secret Service is all up in arms. Again, you had Cheadle saying, oh, it's misogynistic. Secret Service says it's appalled by DEI rhetoric against female agents after Trump rally shooting. Well, I'm glad that's what they're focusing on. Do you find it misogynistic? Are you insulted as a woman that maybe I would prefer a man to be on my security detail?
Well, let's just give you an example and you can decide. When I was on the sidelines of Monday night and Sunday night football, I was always assigned security detail, one security guard just to stick with me, to make sure no one harassed me, to make sure that if anything came up, I was protected. And I would always meet this security person about an hour, 90 minutes before the game when I started going out on the field, talking to players and that kind of thing. So often I went out there and I was introduced to my security detail. And if it was like a 5'7" guy who was weighed maybe 120 pounds, I didn't feel good. If it was a 5'8" woman who didn't look like she could keep up with me, I didn't feel good. You're either qualified or you're not. And to suggest that we have to make the force 30% female, the Secret Service, or any force for that matter, no, you got to make sure they're qualified. And I want someone bigger and stronger than me standing between me and whatever threat was going to come my way. And there were times I walked out on that field and I met my security detail and I was like, really? I don't even know if this person's going to be able to keep up with me and my movements around the field because I move a lot. So that's not misogynistic. That's not anti-feminine, whatever. It's not anti-woman. What that is I wanted to feel safe, and I felt a whole hell of a lot safer when my security guard was bigger and taller than I was and preferably armed. The fact that these women were so much shorter than the president and could not really guard him, you're right, they weren't as tall, and boy, did you see that change at the RNC. Did you see whenever he walked in, surrounded by Secret Service, they were all tall, big dudes, and that's what would make me feel safe.
Well, I also noticed that Kim Cheadle's security, when she went to the hearing today, was all men, big men, tall men, all over 6 foot tall. I think there was one woman that accompanied her. I couldn't tell if it was an assistant or security. But other than that, it was all tall men that she was guarded by. And I wonder, too, Cheadle didn't answer any questions today, to no one's surprise. She let a couple slip out. But I wonder, too, were any of these women ever assigned to Joe Biden's detail, Barack Obama's detail, Jill Biden's detail? I wonder if there was only Donald Trump that was assigned these women. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'd love to see the data. She didn't bring much data with her to the hearing. It was amazing. You know you're going in for a hearing. You know the hearing's going to be televised. You know they're going to be asking you tough questions. But how many times did Kim Cheadle say, I don't have that information at my fingertips, or I don't know that at this time? Or she would just say, the FBI's investigating, so I can't answer. That was very convenient. But I thought this was one of the most non-partisan or maybe bipartisan efforts I've ever seen out of a hearing, where both sides were coming after her with equal aggression. And, you know, Ro Khanna of California, a Democrat, was saying, you need to resign. You need to resign, just like the head of the Secret Service when Ronald Reagan got shot resigned. You need to resign. So I thought it was really amazingly bipartisan, which you don't see very often. But I think they all should be concerned about who is securing things. And if it's someone who is underqualified, they should not be there.
Yeah, both the chair and the ranking member, Comer and Raskin, concluded by saying that she needs to resign. And why she hasn't yet, I'm curious. I'll be curious.
When does anyone get held accountable? It seems like the only thing that you get held accountable for is if you steal some other woman's suitcase at the airport. Then you get fired. You know,
yeah, you can leave cocaine in the White House and it's perfectly fine. Go party in the White House and nobody seems to mind. I will say if she does resign, I think that this whole thing was planned in that I think she was meant to go in front of the committee for that hearing and be the fall gal to cover it all up and then resign afterwards. So if she does resign afterwards, I think that was probably the strategy.
You know what? Nothing surprises me anymore. It's all strategic. It's all how do we make the most of this crisis? You know, never let a good crisis go to waste. How do we manipulate, obfuscate? How do we make things come out our way? And how do we avoid accountability? I've seen so little accountability out of this White House. It's astonishing to me. And you've had probably more people quit than have been fired. And that ought to tell you something.
Oh, yes. It's had one of the most individuals quitting of any administration. Harris's team, Biden's team, the Secret Service as well. All right. Final statements from you here before we let you go. Michelle Tafoya with us. Someday, I don't know, they'll probably put you in the Hall of Fame of broadcasters. I would hope so. One of the great original sideline reporters. I know you're doing a lot of work for females in sports, specifically young mm-hmm. girls that have to go against men. But what is the messaging? What is the effectiveness of the messaging there when it comes to people understanding this is all coming from the American left?
You know, look, I don't know. And I'm appalled at some people that say, so you lost to a male. What do you care? Well, there's a reason we divvied up sports into men's and women's categories. And having covered not only the NFL, but I covered the Olympic Games. I covered swimming at the Olympic Games. And let me tell you, there is a vast difference between world-class swimmers that are female and world-class swimmers that are male. And so, you know, I've heard women say, well, a mediocre guy can't beat Katie Ledecky. Well, the mediocre guy isn't the one in the pool. You know, it is so astonishing to me that we're even having this conversation, that biological males should be allowed anywhere near women's sports or their locker rooms or their places where that are supposed to be, you know, theirs and theirs alone. This has gone way too far. It's like we're living in this new normal, but I'm not going to talk about it like it's normal. I'm going to continue to try to embolden young women to, hey, if there's a biological male competing in your heat, in track, in swimming, whatever it is, get out. Don't agree to do it. You've got to take a stand so that others in the future will be protected.
That's Michelle Tafoya from the sports sidelines to the political front lines at Michelle_Tafoya on X or her website, MichelleTafoya.com. Michelle, it was very cool catching up with you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we got a lot of news, breaking news, coming up in the next hour. Don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
War Room.
InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, we're following this developing news story of Joe Biden's disappearance. I guess he's hiding in Delaware. And now the supposed presidential nominee for the Democrat Party, Kamala Harris, the vice president, is traveling to Delaware. There's a restricted air fly zone. It's just, this thing is crazy, folks. Could they be about to transfer power to Kamala Harris? We're monitoring this. Or maybe Kamala's just going there to meet with Joe. I don't know. The whole thing is strange, where somebody writes a letter of Joe Biden's resignation from the race, and then they forge his signature, and then he just disappears. And then they release his presidential schedule, and there's nothing on it. So this is truly crazy. This is truly crazy. This has been an absolutely crazy month in American politics. Now, in this hour, I'm going to start to really focus on the hearing from today and some of the new developments. We'll look at the list of questions that needed to be asked and answered. We'll play some of the clips, some of the highlights. We'll look at some new video and some new interesting developments from the attempted assassination that we have now. So we're going to be getting into all of that this hour. We're going to really focus on that. And then in the last hour, we've got a guy who was on the ground getting drone footage and other footage from the rally site, as well as Republicans like Josh Hawley and Eli Crane, who also went there with Chip Roy and others. They were filming on the roof, filming in the building, filming all over, and they got a lot to say too. Now remember, folks, we still need your support at InfoWarsStore.com, and you know, we've got some of our biggest audiences ever right now. With all this crazy news, people are tuning into InfoWars because we've been so ahead of the schedule. We've been so ahead of the curve. We've been next year's news today. And so we're so vindicated in all of our coverage that more people are tuning in than ever before. So we need to stay on air, and we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy. We sell great products. It's the same InfoWars mega sale happening right now. And some of these are just no-brainers. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. The products you see on the screen, I am a fan of. I take DNA Force Plus. I take Brain Force Ultra. I like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Every morning I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion. But some of these things are no-brainers, folks. I mean, you need to be doing something for your cardiovascular health. Why wouldn't you? It's easy. It's simple. You can get Nitric Boost, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Just two capsules a day. Great for your cardiovascular health. Or I actually prefer VasoBeat Complete. I just prefer that. I can put it into a drink. I take enough capsules every day anyway, so that's why I prefer the VasoBeat Complete. I can just put a dropper in my morning Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Both of those are 40% off. Do something for your cardiovascular health. Ask yourself, what am I doing for my cardiovascular health? And if you don't have an answer, well, the answer is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's a no-brainer. It has more than 100% the daily value of things that you're probably deficient of. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. There's stuff in there that you're probably just not even getting that's important for your health. Glycine, boron, NAC. We've put all of it into one scoop of Turbo Force Plus. Tastes great, by the way. Tastes great. And yes, you know, we kind of quit doing apparel. We kind of quit doing shirts at InfoWarsStore.com, but every once in a while we do a limited release, a limited edition. We've got it right now. It's the new Trump Bulletproof T-shirt. Limited edition. Get this piece of InfoWars history before it sells out. Trump Bulletproof T-shirt on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is something you can buy. I'd buy a couple. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for a friend, family member. And then maybe buy one or two just to stash away if you're a big InfoWars fan. Kind of like me. I've got a whole collection of InfoWars T-shirts that I don't even wear. I never even opened them. It's kind of a collector's item. So get your Trump Bulletproof T-shirt today, limited edition, at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're honing in on today's hearing on the other side.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. Coverage into today's hearing. We've got a ton of video clips and developments on all of this, by the way. But I put out a list of 21 questions that I think are the most imperative. And as part of my coverage of all of this, I'm just looking at what other people are asking and what the obvious questions that need asked and answered are. So let's give an update. What was asked and what was answered during today's hearing? And some of this is actually interesting. Most of the questions she balked at, she passed the buck to somebody else. She just refused to answer. But there have been some developments that give us an idea here. How many shots were fired by the shooters and by Secret Service? So what we are told now, and actually there's been conflicting reports on this. Cheadle today said that one shot was fired by the Secret Service sniper that neutralized the shooter on the roof. One shot. Now, I know that a lot of these reports about multiple shooters and the audio analysis and everything has been going viral. Well, now we're told that there were indeed three shooters. There was the Secret Service sniper. There was the shooter on the roof. And how many shots he fired, we still don't actually know. And then the third shooter was actually a local police officer counter sniper team that fired what we can only assume was the last shot, but missed. So Cheadle didn't say that, though. This is coming from local reports. This is coming from the local police. So yes, you did hear three different guns. You heard the shooter on the roof, who they couldn't tell us how many shots he took, but we'll get more into that. You have the Secret Service sniper, who we're told fired one shot and neutralized. And then you have the local counter-sniper defense team that fired one shot and missed. So there's your three different shots. That's just according to the reports. Now, whether you want to believe that or not, I'm just telling you what the official reporting is. So now, what time was each shot taken? She wouldn't get into the specifics on this. And it seems as though she doesn't even know what's going on. I mean, she made it appear like she has no clue what's even going on or what's already been reported. Now, that could be true. She might not have any clue, or she's just up there lying. She wouldn't answer where the shots were all coming from. She wouldn't answer if any bullets were recovered from the scene of the crime. She wouldn't answer if there were any casings found on the roof. Nobody seemed to want to know the specifics of the gun. Now, the Democrats used most of their time to push for gun legislation. The Democrats used most of their time for anti-Second Amendment gun legislation. Then they used another good portion of their time to demonize Republicans and blame them for political violence. How ironic. Yeah, that's how the Democrats spent their time. But nobody seemed to be interested in the specs of the gun or ask even to see the gun. So I find that interesting, but okay, nothing on that.
What purchases had the shooter made in the last 14 days in regards to explosives or firearms? All we found out was that morning went to a ammunition store. That's all we got. Is that morning went to the ammunition store. As far as the explosives, it was dabbled on, but not many questions, not many answers. The whole explosive thing makes no sense. Now, Cheadle did say, apparently the remote detonator that was found on the shooter was for explosives that were in a van that were recovered, I guess, that was recovered from his parents' house. There's still some murkiness on that, but nobody really got into the specifics of the van, and nobody really got into the specifics of how he got there that day. The bike was brought up, but there was no real directive questions about the bike or why he had a bike. But it was asked, why would he have an explosive detonator on his person if the van was with not even in range and had nothing to do with his activities that day? Cheadle had no answers. She had no answers. What was the exact time the suspect was first known to security? Now, there's basically a 10-minute window here. And Cheadle refused to answer any of these questions. Now, what's strange is some of this information is already known because the local police have been cooperating as much as they can. But say a 10-minute window of time. At 5:10 p.m., the shooter was known to law enforcement. At 5:10, that's over an hour before the first shot was fired. Now, Cheadle wouldn't answer this. They were trying to give her the chance to answer it, and she just refused to answer, so they said, okay, well, here's the exact time. So they said, what time, Ms. Cheadle, what time was the shooter first known? Oh, I don't know. Okay, well, the time was 5:10. So an hour goes by, at least, of them knowing of a suspicious individual and the first shot taken. And she refused to answer any of these questions. We also know that it was at least 5 minutes of a shooter on a roof known to Secret Service. At least 5 minutes. And it could be as many as 10 minutes. So a shooter on the roof known by Secret Service between 5 and 10 minutes. So why was Trump allowed on the stage? She couldn't answer the question. Or she refused to answer the question. What is the pattern of communications in regards to the shooter's whereabouts, and can we get access to that audio with timestamps? She has refused to do so. The Oversight Committee actually made a request for a lot of documents, a lot of data. They were looking for videos. They were looking for audio of the security team's communication. They were looking for data from cell phones and everything that led up to the security detail. She has refused to produce any of it to the committee. None of it has been produced. She just completely ignored the request and then didn't answer any of the questions. She refused to say who was responsible for the security that day or the exact assignments on that day, but she said the buck stops with her, even though she won't resign. She couldn't formulate an answer about why nobody was on the roof or why there was no security detail in regard to the roof. She just completely passed on that. So we don't know. So we just don't know about that. We don't know if people went to lunch, or we don't know if somebody was in the second story, or we don't know. We don't know. She didn't answer. She refused to answer. It was briefly brought up if any security agents were fired at. She couldn't answer. She couldn't answer, or she didn't answer, and she said, oh, ask the FBI. Well, the FBI wasn't there. So we had no footage, no audio, couldn't produce anything. We don't know anything about the ladders, except now there is no ladder. There never was a ladder. Didn't give us any information on the vehicles. Didn't give us any information on who the shooter was in contact with, just absolutely nothing. No one has been fired. No one has been fired. And then we find out this is not the first security lapse under her leadership. There have been multiple massive security lapses. And they were saying, well, we don't want to put out all this information to put your protectees in danger. But they said there are multiple security issues that they know of. And they said one, for example, was somebody broke into Jake Sullivan's house while he was under Secret Service detail. Broke into his house. And they said they have other examples, but they didn't want to bring them up. So there have been multiple massive security failures under Kim Cheadle. Incredible. Nobody's been fired. Nobody has been fired. She took it personally that anybody had an issue with the females that were on the security detail, fumbling and bumbling around, pulling out their guns for no reason, unable to reholster them, not even tall enough to protect the president, Donald Trump. And then as far as autopsies and evidence from the scene of the crime, she says she has no idea. You'll have to ask the FBI. By the way, guys, put that back up on the screen for me, please. The Jake Sullivan story. I just wanted to see the date on that. It was more than a year ago. Okay. Because I just hadn't heard about that. And I'm wondering how many more other failures. All they said was we know of multiple failures, and this is the one they brought up, probably because it was already in the media. But they said they knew of multiple failures under her watch. Nobody's been fired. Secret Service, Jake Sullivan, and somebody's able to get into his house. Nobody gets fired. Nobody gets fired. Now, Cheadle is clearly the cover-up operative at this point. It's pretty obvious. She's the cover-up. She's the one not answering questions. And she says, oh, I can't. It's an ongoing investigation, and the FBI is handling that. And a lot of the Republicans were giving her the what for. But when it comes to the shooter, now this is curious. It's Patrick Webb reporting, and it's a... Another account, the original account was like Oversight Committee or something. It wasn't the official GOP Oversight Committee. It looks like an independent investigation group. And I'm not going to lean too much into this because I just don't know. But they're claiming that they have traced activity to Washington, D.C. and Thomas Crooks' address or where he was living. So this is a new claim that's being made. Now, I know that independent groups can do this because I've had somebody show me before. And guys, see if you can find the original account. It was like Oversight Executives or something like that. It looks like some independent research group that came up with this. So I don't want to lean too much into this because it's not my work, and I don't know what their methods are or what their evidence is past these graphs. But I will say, yeah, there it is. I will say, Oversight Project, I will say I have had individuals that have showed me how they can you can basically hack into systems and trace and track somebody's phone data or people that they've been pinged in the same cell tower and then follow that data. I've been shown that just by independent, you know, savvy computer hackers and stuff. So I don't know if there's anything to that, but they're claiming not just D.C., but other curious locations, but they're claiming that it appears individuals connected to D.C. or the FBI have been in frequent visitation with Crooks. But I would say at this point, I'm not leaning into that, but I felt it was worthy to show you this reporting of what they're putting out. Now, Anna Paulina Luna, there was another briefing. Anna Paulina Luna says she's convinced that Crooks wasn't working alone. And then here's how she spent her time questioning Secret Service Director Cheadle in clip 13.
Director Cheadle, can you please give me the names of the individuals who are in charge of your conduct for the rally?
I'm not going to release names.
Can you give me the titles? And how many individuals?
No.
Nothing?
We had a full advance team that was responsible for advancing.
How many people are the final approval authority?
There are a number of people engaged in approving the plan.
Can you give me a number?
No, I do not have a firm number.
Can you just confirm whether or not, I understand this is an open investigation, but in order to dispel conspiracy theories, have you guys been able to subpoena the shooter's Discord records, or has the FBI, to your knowledge?
I believe that the FBI is working on those.
Okay. Is it factual to say that you have not ruled out that the shooter was working with other people or persons?
Again, the FBI is conducting the criminal investigation into the shooter.
Can you, at least in an effort to dispel conspiracy theories, can you confirm or deny that?
At this time, we do not have that there were any other people engaged.
So you believe he's acting alone?
I do.
Okay. Have you been made aware of multiple eyewitness reporting that there was a second shooter on a water tower?
I do not have any information related to any second shooter.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because, according to testimony from multiple witnesses, they did report that. And again, to my understanding, there were over 40 sniper teams that were briefed by the Butler ESU. And I want to make sure that people are aware, if you're saying that there's not another shooter, that we are able to clear that information, because from this whole entire briefing, it doesn't seem like much information has been able to get out to the American people. So I'm trying to dispel rumors, as I'm sure you understand. Was it true that Secret Service was present at the Butler ESU briefing?
There was a briefing between the counter-sniper teams that were working
on
the ground.
Was Secret Service present?
Yes, to my knowledge.
Okay, I want to read you a report from people that seem to be throwing you under the bus and stated that they were in attendance and that Secret Service was not in attendance at the security briefing, according to individuals with knowledge, to also include that the AGR building where the shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks was located was actually not a part of their security perimeter for that. So there was not Secret Service present. It seems as though that when you were asked earlier from Rep. Krista Morthy about whether or not Secret Service was aware of a threat, you had said no, they were unaware of a threat. And yet, according to communications, again, from law enforcement that were in some of these group chats, they actually had reported that Secret Service was made aware of a threat at around 5:59 p.m. as a part of the command, including Secret Service, aware of messages and requests about information about the suspect's location. Can you please tell me if you have knowledge of that at all?
Again, I think we're conflating the difference between the term threat and suspicious.
But you guys did have knowledge at 5:59 p.m. according to those group chats, did you not?
Of a suspicious individual.
Okay. Chairman, in my opinion, according to some of the testimony today, I feel that you have perjured yourself in some instances. And so I'm going to ask for a full review of the transcripts by staff. And if you find that to be the case, I do ask that you bring perjury charges against the director. I will say this. It is very frustrating, and I've talked to my colleagues, and we've said it to your face, that you have been up here basically stonewalling our ability to get the answers to the American people. And what I will also say is that every single member of Congress does not feel safe with you in charge. You have heard that, and I think that we are all sitting ducks with you in directing the Secret Service currently. But more importantly, it sends a message to our adversaries that we are not protected.
We'll see what happens as far as perjury charges. And she, you know, obviously is trying to stop from lying by not answering the questions. It's all done by intent. But she says she believes Crooks acted alone. Here's another series of questions where it was asked about a lone gunman, clip 11.
Your agency has a no-fail mission, and on Saturday, July 13th, your agency spectacularly failed. The failure resulted in the death of Corey Comprador and serious injury to two other rally attendees, David Dutch and James Copenhaver, besides the injuries to President Trump. It is unfathomable that a 20-year-old on the radar of Secret Service and local law enforcement before President Trump went on stage was able to climb onto the roof of a building with a rifle and fire off multiple rounds before he was neutralized. Was Mr. Crooks acting alone?
Again, I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation.
Oh!
Was he just a lone gunman?
I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation for motive.
So at one point she says it's a lone gunman. Then at another point she says, oh, I don't know. Ask the FBI. Conveniently, the FBI wasn't there. And when will we have a hearing with the FBI? When will there be an FBI press conference? Listen to this incredible statement. I guess she's declaring that she did a good job here in clip 10.
There were additional Secret Service resources available at the former President Trump's event.
Who made the decision to deploy 12 to the First Lady's event and 3 to the Trump event?
The allocation of resources is decided based on the availability of personnel and their location and where they are, but there were sufficient resources were given to
Did you just say there were sufficient resources? President Trump got shot. Someone got killed. There were not sufficient resources, clearly.
There was,
and it doesn't,
yeah.
It doesn't take 27 years of experience to know that. And whoever made that decision, it probably wasn't you, needs to be fired. And then you need to resign because this is absolutely unacceptable. And you've lost the trust of the American people.
So it's true now. Kimberly Cheadle or someone else under her command prioritized Jill Biden over Donald Trump. Jill Biden at a small, less than 400 people gathering at an indoor event got more Secret Service attention and prioritization than Donald Trump in an open field with 20, 30,000 people. Now, that's probably because Jill and Kim are good friends, and the only reason why Kim had a job was because of Jill. Or maybe there's something else. Maybe there was an intent there. Just maybe. Can you believe this? They just don't have any information. They don't have any audio from that day. Clip 9.
Does the Secret Service routinely record communications between and amongst detail?
Radio communications?
Any communication.
Well, email communications are captured, as well as text messages. And then, depending on the detail, radio communications are recorded.
Does the Secret Service have recorded communications from the July 13th event?
We do not have radio communications from that day.
How convenient. They just have nothing. They just don't have anything for you. All right, let's do this. Let's go out with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We got a couple more clips. We'll go with this longer clip. Marjorie Taylor Greene, clip W.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Cheadle, I'd like to remind you that you're under oath. The site team has a senior supervisor, an advanced team, a protective intelligence team, a counter-sniper element, and detail. Who was the agent in charge? How long has she been the agent in charge, and what is her Secret Service background?
So I'm not going to provide a name.
Why not? You're here to answer our questions.
Forum, I'm not going to provide names.
You stated in your testimony, you said, I am here today to answer your questions.
That is correct.
Answer the question.
I'm not going to provide names of our personnel.
Why not?
Today.
The American people are demanding these answers from you today, Ms. Cheadle.
I will do the best to provide you accurate information based on the facts that I have at this time.
You're not answering our questions. The advanced element coordinates with other intel or law enforcement partners, identifies threats and weaknesses at the sites and movements. We'd like a copy of the advanced report. Have you brought it here with you today?
We will comply with the request for the documentation that has been requested.
When will that be, Ms. Cheadle? Because you should have brought it today.
I am certain that our personnel are working on obtaining all of that documentation.
I don't believe you, and neither do the people watching this hearing. You're not doing well, as Mr. Moskowitz informed you. You've been sitting here for over 3 hours. And I have you know, the entire country is demanding you resign and demanding that you be fired if you do not resign. Things are not going well for you. You need to answer the questions. Was there a protective intelligence team, and what technical resources were utilized for that event, specifically drone or helicopter assets?
There were a number of technical assets that were deployed for that event. And there was a protective intelligence team that was assigned to that event.
Why was Crooks able to fly a drone over the entire area the day of the rally and the day of his assassination attempt?
To my knowledge, he did not fly the drone over the entire area.
How did he fly a drone over the area, period? Any part of the area?
Again, I would have to go back and check the timeline.
All right,
when that
we'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burden effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of shit today. You're just being completely dishonest.
Mr. Chairman,
Yeah, Nancy Mace giving her the what for as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some breaking news from Josh Howley. This is big. The story about the roof has changed again. I'm going to bring that to you momentarily. Let's finish up with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Why was Crooks able to fly a drone over the entire area the day of the rally and the day of his assassination attempt?
To my knowledge, he did not fly the drone over the entire area.
How did he fly a drone over the area, period? Any part of the area?
Again, I would have to go back and check the timeline of when that took place and when the event...
Why didn't you bring the timeline with you today to answer our questions?
I don't have all of the answers on the timelines based on the criminal investigation.
Were you not prepared today to answer our questions?
I am prepared to answer the questions based on the information and wanted to be able to provide.
Do you have a timeline at all from from any of the day?
I have a timeline that does not have specifics.
That's shocking. That is absolutely unacceptable. That means you are a failure at your job. Let's talk about things that are prohibited in Trump rallies. And I've been to a lot of Trump rallies. Backpacks and bags. Bicycles. Firearms. Any type of weapon or any other item determined to be a potential safety hazard, like a range finder would be one. At 5:10, Crooks is first observed by one of the snipers, AGR Sniper 1, at the building. 5:10, President Trump was shot in the face at 6:11 p.m. 5:28, AGR Sniper 1 takes a picture of a bicycle and two bags. Those belong to Crooks. 5:32, AGR Sniper 1 spots Crooks looking at his phone and using a rangefinder. 5:55, Butler ESU Command confirms receipt of photos and states they have been relayed on. 6:05 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 later communicates that Crooks is seen moving northeast in direction of Sheets and that Crooks has a backpack. 2 minutes before the shooting, while President Trump has been allowed to take the stage, people see Crooks laying on his stomach in a sniper position on the roof, and they're yelling he has a gun, and they are trying to alert law enforcement and Secret Service. Why was Crooks not shot by a snooper, by the snipers? Why was he allowed to be there?
As soon as the individual was identified as a threat, they were...
No. What do you consider to be a threat? A man with a gun laying in a sniper position, a man that had a backpack, a man that had a bicycle, a man that had a rangefinder. At what point is he determined a threat?
An individual with a backpack is not a threat. An individual with a rangefinder is not a threat.
What about a man laying on a building that has direct line of sight of President Trump with a gun that people are screaming and pointing out? Is that a threat, Ms. Cheadle?
Once that individual was identified, they were neutralized.
No, they were neutralized. Crooks was neutralized after he shot President Trump in the face, Ms. Cheadle. Is he only a threat once he fires the weapon?
As soon as the counter sniper identified that individual, they were able to neutralize them.
How were people in the crowd? Okay, then let's just take it this way. People under your command did not consider him to be a threat, yet people in the crowd knew he had a gun and considered him to be a threat. That means that you are a complete failure as the director of the Secret Service, that people under your command don't perceive a man laying on a roof with direct line to the president with a gun. They don't perceive that to be a threat, yet the people in the crowd do. How is that possible?
That's the last question, but please answer the question, Ms. Director.
I'm not certain at this time how the information from the people in the crowd was relayed to any law enforcement personnel.
No, you knew.
How is that possible?
That everyone knew.
9 days
the
later.
People there knew that there was a danger. They knew there was a threat to President Trump, and it was allowed to happen. Was there a stand-down order, Ms. Cheadle?
No.
Was there a conspiracy to kill President Trump?
Absolutely not.
Then how did this happen? And why are you still sitting here not turning in your letter of resignation?
Last question, but please answer, and then I'll recognize Ms. Presley. Please answer the question.
Director. That is what we are investigating to determine.
We're waiting for your letter. We are waiting
There's
for
no
your letter of resignation.
There's only a cover-up.
You really need to consider doing that before you leave today.
Chair, now recognize Ms. Presley.
There was a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. There was a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump. How deep it goes is the question. How Kim Cheadle, the director of Secret Service, who is now the fall girl and the cover-up artist, with the FBI working behind the scenes to erase all the evidence. How is it that she stands up there 9 days later and says, well, we're investigating to find those answers? These are basic questions that you should have had answers to within 48 hours. Basic questions you should have known the answer to within 48 hours, and she stands there 9 days later saying, we don't know, we're investigating. That's a joke. It's a cover-up. There was a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump. Now the conspiracy is to cover up the conspiracy. And everybody can see it. So my guess is either Cheadle is remaining as the head of the Secret Service, as the fall girl to allow the cover-up, or she'll resign after this hearing as that was her duty to do this hearing, cover it all up, and then resign in disgrace. But really now it needs to be Chris Wray and the FBI that are called for a hearing to have questions asked and answered. And I tell you what, the smartest move at this point, if you're the House Oversight Committee, what they need to do immediately is they need to call another emergency hearing, and they need to get the local police that were on duty in Butler County, and they need to get the Secret Service agents that were on duty under oath. That's what they need to do next. Now, I suppose there could be some wiggle room to say it needs to be a closed-doors hearing, but it shouldn't be a closed-doors hearing. Either way, it needs to happen. There needs to be a hearing, and it needs to be for the public to see. They would argue it needs to be closed doors. But there needs to be a hearing for the public to see. We need a hearing under oath of the local police officers that were on duty that day, and we need a hearing under oath with the Secret Service agents that were on duty that day. And this needs to be called for now by the House Oversight Committee. This isn't about grilling Kim Cheadle. This isn't about getting your viral clip and then your Fox News hit. This is about getting down to the bottom of this. And we've already exposed Kim Cheadle as a liar and a phony and a fraud who's covering up the conspiracy to kill Donald Trump. Now we go to the next level. Now get the Secret Service agents. Now get the FBI. Now get the local police. Please do not drop the ball on this. Please do not let us down again. Please, I'm begging the House Oversight Committee. I am begging the Republican Party. Please do not let us down on this. I am begging you. Do not lose steam on this. Do not lose momentum on this. We're finally gaining ground against these bastards that tried to kill Donald Trump. Please don't drop the ball here. Now, this is incredible. Now the new narrative. Why the roof wasn't covered. Josh Hawley exposing it. We're going to hear from Josh Hawley coming up in the next segment. First it was, it was a sloped roof. Bullshit. Then it was, we had people in the second story. Okay, well, I don't know. I guess that just was not true. Then it was, they went to have lunch. Well, now that's not true. Now they're saying the reason why the post was abandoned is because it was too hot. I will read for you Josh Hawley's official statement on the other side. Too hot, folks. Are you hearing this? Sounds like the perfect excuse to open up the roof for the shooter.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner.
They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, things are just moving at light speed. This is insane. Not only do I have an update from Josh Hawley on the roof situation, I got some other geopolitical news. I'll get into it later, but I got to report this right now. Benjamin Netanyahu has just landed in the United States for a meeting with the White House. And neither the president or the vice president is at the White House. And neither the president or the vice president were there to greet him. Now, look, I'm no fan of Netanyahu. I'm not going to get into the geopolitical issues of Israel and all of that. I'm just telling you. Netanyahu arrives in the United States, and the vice president and the president are MIA and don't even get greeted. Who was that that greeted them? I have no idea. I've never seen either. Has anybody ever seen either one of those guys? Never seen either one of them. You think Netanyahu knows who that is? It's not like it's a surprise visit. How long is it going to be till Netanyahu makes a request to go have a meeting with President Trump, since Biden and Harris are MIA? I'm telling you, this is a big deal. Now, from Josh Hawley. Oh, there it is. He's already requested the meeting with Trump. Well, yeah, I mean, who's the real president? From Josh Hawley. Whistleblowers tell me law enforcement personnel were in fact stationed to the roof the day of the Trump rally, but abandoned it, citing the heat. They also say law enforcement were supposed to be patrolling the building, but opted to stay inside instead. Okay. Now, this might be actually the truth. It took three lies for us to get to the truth. But I think this is probably actually the truth. Now, this actually only makes it worse, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if Secret Service or elements of law enforcement were involved in a conspiracy to have Donald Trump killed, this would be their perfect excuse. Obviously, they were supposed to have security around that building. Obviously, they were supposed to have security around the building. Oh, it's hot, so we'll just go inside. Ha ha ha, wink, wink, nod, nod. When Crooks shows up, you're going to go inside. Oh, the Secret Service on the roof. It's too hot up here. Oh, no problem. It's too hot. Just go ahead and abandon the post. Why didn't the other Secret Service agents that were on the roof in the heat abandon their post? Why did these guys abandon their post? Why did they abandon their post? Did the shooter know they were going to abandon their post? Was he led right into that? Folks, this, I think, is probably the actual truth. Now, it's obviously, I mean, do you really think they would abandon their post because of the heat? Or were they abandoning their post because there was a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump? Which do you think is more likely? Now, again, I'm still of the belief that Crooks shot Donald Trump. And I would even say that, I mean, there is some mystery about a potential second shooter. But I would still say it was Crooks that shot Trump. And it's still a mystery as to whether or not there was another shooter. I don't believe anything about a water tower. Again, I'm open-minded. I have no problem with people reporting on that, looking into that. I don't think anything came from the water tower. I have not seen anything that would convince me anything came from the water tower. I don't think there would have been a second shooter behind Crooks or in the building. I think Crooks shot Trump. And I think most of the trajectory of the bullets would show that. I think the three guns that we hear were the shooter on the roof, the Secret Service sniper, and the local law enforcement sniper. But, ladies and gentlemen, they abandoned their post, and then that's where the shooter climbs onto the roof to shoot Donald Trump? Are you kidding me? And Hallie hears this after the hearing concludes. Hallie goes on in his official statement. If the whistleblower's allegations are accurate, when did the individual abandon the post? Which law enforcement units were assigned to the roof? Please provide all security plans indicating which units were assigned to the roof and the building. Did any law enforcement personnel fail to report to their assigned stations that day? Hallie requests an answer from Kim Cheadle and Secretary Mayorkas. This is the big one, folks. This is the big one. I would say if we're looking for any evidence of a conspiracy beyond the shooter, this is it. This is your most hardcore smoking gun evidence. And I get it. There's plenty more out there. Maybe this data records of the people that were visiting Crooks or going to D.C. or FBI offices. I mean, maybe there's something there. Who knows? There's all kinds of other stuff where it's kind of like maybe. This is the big one right here. And it's from a Secret Service whistleblower to Senator Josh Hawley. This is the big one. This is the big smoking gun. How does Secret Service abandon the post, ladies and gentlemen? Because of the heat? Look, don't get me wrong. 95 degrees on a roof for hours, it's hot. It's not hot enough to abandon your post. It's not life-threatening heat. And none of the other Secret Service snipers abandoned their post. People stood in line for hours to listen to Donald Trump. Old people, they didn't abandon their post. Why did Secret Service? This is the smoking gun. This is it. So now you got to wonder, did Crooks know that he might be getting help from the inside? Was Crooks meeting with any members of the federal government or anybody that was a liaison between the federal government and Crooks? The alleged shooter on the roof? Did he know to go on that roof? Did they lead him to that roof? Did they intentionally stand down that roof? These are the questions now. And this is the smoking gun. This is incredible. I bet you this is the truth. They abandoned the post because of the heat. No. No way. Now folks, look. This is big. I'm telling you, this is the big one. Now, Josh Hawley went there the other day, and he got kicked out by the FBI because it was still a crime scene. But now they've opened it up, and he went back, and reporting from the scene is Josh Hawley, clip 15.
As you can see behind me, this is the roof the shooter was on. It is a very low roof, and it is very close to the fairground. I mean, it's right here. The President's Stage was right over there, 150 yards or something away. And it's no wonder people could see him because this roof is low. This building is really close in, and it's totally exposed. I mean, right where I'm standing, there were gobs of people. So it's no wonder that lots of folks saw him. The question is, why didn't law enforcement see him get on the roof? Why didn't they see him on the roof? Why didn't they go up and confront him before he started shooting or before he got on the roof when he was all in this area? It's so close together, it's hard to understand.
We also have Eli Crane, who was a Navy SEAL sniper. He was on the scene. We had a couple of these videos. I'm not sure if I got the right one here, guys. But go ahead and roll clip 16 anyway. All right, remember last week. Keep the B-roll rolling on this. I got so many videos. I'm trying to sort it all out. This is Eli Crane with video from the window. Remember last week we broke down the window narrative and we debunked it? And I said if they're in the window that they could have seen the shooter. There it is, proof right there. There is your shot from the window. There's no way a shooter climbs onto that building if you're stationed to that window and you don't see him. 0% chance. There's your proof. Now, I'm looking to find the other report from Eli Crane. I think it might be clip 17, guys. No, it's not? Okay. Well, we'll try to find that. We might as well go to this then. I guess, is 17 the one where the people are screaming out in horror as he's shooting? Here again, they're warning cops. Now, there's another video of this. All right, so this is more the audio analysis of this is more important as we have more information. And there's another higher def video, and you see other people recording. So more video is going to come out, folks. I'm telling you, there's going to be more video that comes out. But I think we now know the series of shots, and now I think we've seen the stand down. And I'm going to find that Eli Crane video. Don't go anywhere.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com. And you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars thelikwidtinkturestore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, it only gets crazier, folks. Now we have audio of Joe Biden. This is breaking now. Now we have audio of Joe Biden announcing his dropout. We're going to play that in a minute. This is insane. So Holly just released the smoking gun evidence of a potential stand down in a conspiracy to kill Trump. This is the smoking gun evidence. There's all kinds of other stuff. There's blurry video of a water tower. There's weird bullets coming from weird angles. There's weird reports of data showing him meeting with potential people from DC or the FBI. That's all interesting. That's all hazy. This is hardcore. This is the smoking gun. This needs to be the focus. This needs to be answered immediately. Why did they abandon their post? Here's Eli Crane. He was out there with Howley and Chip Roy and others on the scene of the crime, and here he is reporting.
All right, guys, I'm up here on the building where the supposed sniper took a shot. It's not that steep at all. Just had a 70-year-old man back here climb up on the roof easily. See that water tower behind me? Had Secret Service or anybody had sniper teams up there, this guy wouldn't have made it 5 feet up this roof. He would have been taken out. Behind me, you see the windows that Secret Service was supposedly in the second floor of this building behind. Makes you wonder why they weren't able to quickly dispatch the individual. And then behind me, back over here where those red roofs are, that's where the stage was set up. That's where the president was giving his speech from. A lot of questions here in Butler, but we look forward to doing oversight and getting to the bottom of it and making sure it never happens again.
This isn't going anywhere, folks. And look, I understand people don't trust government. They don't trust politicians, rightfully so. Neither do I. But look, I'm just telling you, we're living in the realest times of our lives right now. And I'm not saying that these representatives are perfect people. I'm not saying you're going to agree with everything they say or do. I'm not saying it's not to put your full faith in a politician. I'm just telling you, these are not stupid men. These are not compromised men, and they really want to find out what the hell happened that almost led to the assassination of Donald Trump. That's real. Now, what it leads to, I don't know. But they actually went out there to the scene, dozens of them. They're actually talking to whistleblowers. They're actually having these hearings. I know we didn't get anything out of Cheadle, but this is all real. And all this is going to do as the Secret Service stonewalls and as the FBI stonewalls and we get more whistleblowers, it's going to lead them to believe that there was a deep state conspiracy to blow Donald Trump's head off. And how do you think that's going to make them feel? This is real. You're living in the realest times. No doubt about it. So this isn't going anywhere. And again, this is the smoking gun. Why did they stand down? And again, now you ask, well, where was the Secret Service? Why weren't they in the building? Why weren't they on the roof? They refused to give answers. They're going to keep digging. They refused to give answers. They're going to send subpoenas. They're going to send contempts of courts. This is not going away, and we can't let it go away. And I understand. Let's all make fun of Kamala Harris. She's a joke. She's a clown, cackling hyena. We're going to do it here too. But this is the big one. I'm telling you, this is the big one. Now, we've just heard from Joe Biden for the first time. Apparently, Joe Biden calls into some political event on the phone, on the speakerphone, tells his voters he's dropping out. Listen to this.
I know yesterday's news was surprising, and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me to help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Help me win the nomination and then go on to win the presidency. But, you know, you're an amazing team, but we've got a great...
This is the Biden headquarters, now the Kamala headquarters. He can't even do an appearance. What the hell is going on?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Wow. All right. I mean, folks, Joe Biden calls. He's still not been seen for days. They put out a fake. I'm sorry, but let's call it what it is. That was a fake resignation letter. That was not a real resignation letter. It wasn't on presidential letterhead. It wasn't written by Joe Biden, and it wasn't signed by Joe Biden. You had a criminal forgery. A literal criminal forgery in a coup against Joe Biden as he's a disappearing act, the president of the United States. And then he calls into the former Biden headquarters, quickly renovated now the Kamala headquarters, and gives a 30-second phone call about how he's dropped out. I mean, look, again, I just said it's the realest times ever, and I do believe that, but it's like, is that even Joe Biden? Was that an AI Joe Biden? I mean, what the hell is going on? This is just crazy. All right, joining me now... Holy smokes. I mean, you want to talk about a news day. Joining me now is More is Sless on X. Now, he's a citizen journalist. He was one of the first people out on the scene getting drone footage and reporting from the scene, the sights and the sounds. He joins me now. And so Sless, I just want to let you talk about what you saw there from the scene. Did anything stick out with you? How do you respond to the latest news reports after what you've seen? Now the Republicans are out there filming. Just based off your citizen journalism from the scene of the crime, what is running through your head today?
Absolutely. Owen, first of all, thank you for having me on. It is an absolute honor to be talking to a living legend of the fight for freedom, really, man. I appreciate everything you guys do. You guys are the reason that I went out there. Also, Matt Baker wanted me to say hey to everybody out over in InfoWars, so I want to give him a shout-out. He's the reason that my story has gotten out to the world. Overall, man, I think you were spot on when you said we need to get the communications from Secret Service, from the local law enforcement. We need the 911 dispatch. And the only reason I say that is because I did talk to people there on the ground. And that's what they're telling me, because they've talked to, let's say, they've talked to authorities, and that needs to come out. So the Holly thing is a smoking gun, but the communication, that's going to be where we find what really happened.
Well, and I've talked to a couple other local citizen journalists, and they don't want to go on air. They're just locals who are in communication with me. And they said they've reached out to some of the local other businesses there in the area, and they're stunned because none of them have been asked anything. None of them have been visited by law enforcement. None of them have been visited by investigators. And they're shocked that it's just a citizen journalist just asking them, calling them, asking them these questions. They're totally willing to talk. And so it's like, I mean, how do you even measure that? Or what are you hearing boots on the ground there? It's like there's no interest in finding out what happened.
There's really not, man, unfortunately. I think we know why, but the people here, they know something's up. They know it's fishy. I mean, there was only 7 local police officers, and most of them are really doing, you know, parking and things like that, traffic. But they've talked to those police officers, and, you know, that's we need the comms from this. But, you know, I'm excited because InfoWars, you know, an InfoWarrior was really the first on the roof in the area getting the information. Fox was there. NBC was there, and they were just sitting there. They weren't doing anything. But, you know, I've got video footage of how he possibly got on the roof. I was with Matt Baker doing a live, and we got on the roof. I mean, it's kind of wild when I sit back and think about what we actually did, because it's a big event. So it's cool, but it's also sad, man. It's sad that all of this had to happen.
Well, this is an important piece of information, and the story about how he gets on the roof continues to change. First, it was a ladder, then it wasn't a ladder, and that's not the 12-foot ladder that we saw in the pictures. That was the police officer's ladder. That's how they got onto the roof. Originally, it was supposedly a smaller ladder that he got at a Home Depot that he climbed up onto a different awning with. Now they're saying there was no ladder involved, and I guess he climbed up through an AC unit. How did you get on the roof? And how
That's
do you think he got
right
on
there.
The roof?
I think he got on the roof the same way I did right here, man. This is the live that me and Matt did, Matt and I. And, I mean, it's just there's little rungs that you can climb up. Yeah, you hop onto the AC unit there, and you just climb up. You know, I did it with my camera in my hand, so one-handed, and it's pretty easy. I know that they keep saying that they had people scouting the area, making sure that, you know, there wasn't any access points, but there's no way. I mean, you can't miss it.
Yeah. I mean, you just do it right there routinely on a live stream with a camera in your hand. And so, I mean, it didn't seem too difficult to locate and then climb onto the roof, but I'm curious. So if you're, cause we now have so much footage of the rooftop shooter kind of wandering the grounds. I mean, so if you're kind of walking around that area and you decide you want to get on that roof, how easy do you think it was to say, oh, okay, I'll just climb up right here?
I mean, as easy as it could be, like 0% challenge, you know?
So it's not like it was a hidden AC. I mean, you just had to walk to the other side of the building and it's just right there. You climb it.
Yeah. So you walk behind the first building there. That's only one story. And there's the AC unit. You can see the rungs where, you know, the hoses are attached to the wall. I mean, it's a no-brainer. If you want to get on the roof, it's right there.
So work with me here, because I want to try to get an overhead shot so that you can explain this and maybe we can get a better idea of what happened here. So the AC unit, was it right by the parking lot then?
No, so you have a parking lot. Let's see. Okay, so.
So here's the parking lot.
Right? Yep. And then right where the building actually is, the shooter got on, it's in the back of that building, in between both, you know, the second story building where, you know, you just showed the guys in the room showing the roof. It's right in between that.
So he has to walk through this alley right here?
Yeah, yep.
So you walk through this alley, and then you climb onto the AC, and then you get on the roof.
Yep, right where the arrow is, and there it is right there. That's the AC that you climb on, and then you just grab those pipes there, and you're on.
Okay,
so this is what I think.
This is incredible footage. Again, Sless is more with us. And by the way, if you're seeing that watermark, he's also a professional wrestler. Okay, so just keep that in mind. We can plug that about him later, so that's pretty cool. Professional wrestler out there doing a better job than the media. How about that? How do you like that? Beating even the media and the members of the Republican Party to the scene. Okay, so you're there. You shoot this footage. Now, okay, work with me. I don't know how much of the other footage you've seen of the shooter walking around, but I mean, he's walking around. He's casing this area for about an hour. I mean, how obvious or how suspicious would it look when he goes back, grabs his backpack, and starts scaling this building, or even just walks into the alley? I mean, multiple people saw him do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly suspicious. I mean, people have video footage of him and everybody yelling, hey, there's a dude on the roof. He's got a gun. I mean, and again, it's a no-brainer. You can see in some of the other aerial video of the event that there was police officers right there, right by the fence, literally 10 feet away, you know, 12 feet away. To me, from everything that I've looked into and the people that I've talked to, it is 100% clear that they let him do this.
Well, and here's another interesting aspect of it with the video that you shot. If that's his access point to the roof, which I would say, I mean, 99.9%, that's it, unless they're lying about the ladder. But I would say it's 99.9% that that's the case. So that means that he climbs that, I guess, with his bag and the gun in it, clearly suspicious. Multiple eyes were on him at that point. I mean, he should have been followed right to that location. I mean, how he's not even followed to that location is incredible. Then there's the stand down on the roof. But let's also consider, from the point he gets on the roof, he has to walk, what, 20, 30 feet to the point where he ends up getting in the sniper position? I mean, how far was that? How far is that walk?
Yeah, probably about 20, 30 feet. You know, there is a tree there, so I can understand if, you know, one set of the snipers didn't see him. But here's the thing, dude. I am a roofer by trade as well as a professional wrestler. And even if I was, you know, just going to do a repair or something silly like that, I'm not going to lay prone. And, again, you have all these people saying, hey, this dude's got a gun. And there's going to be a ladder. If I'm doing the work, I'm going to bring a ladder. I'm not just going to, you know, crawl up on this AC unit and go that route. So, I mean, when you see the hearing and she's like, oh, well, he was suspicious, but he wasn't a threat. It's all lies, man. And the sad thing is that we're not going to get any information. You know, the FBI did clean up everything. You know, I looked around, I tried to find some evidence and there's not really anything.
What about bullet? Did you see any bullet holes in the roof?
So I did look for some, but at the same time, it's still a restricted area. And they do have people there. So I was kind of rushing around. Plus we were on the live. So I was more, you know, paying attention to the fact, hey, we just got on the roof. We were the first people after the shooting to get on the roof. I do want to make that clear. InfoWarrior was the first person on the roof, but, as far as that goes, I didn't see anything. It does have a coating on it, you know, and it was pretty dirty. Now that I know exactly kind of where he was sitting and stuff, you know, I'd love to get back up there, but the adrenaline was pumping. I didn't really check too much, for bullet holes or anything like that. And there's a possibility they could have put new coating in that area. So again, I didn't see anything, but I'm not saying it wasn't there.
Well, you know, that's interesting. A background, a roofer by trade, you probably would have noticed even, I think, if there was a hole just because your eyes are trained like that, or if there was new coating even. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how obvious that would be to spot, but to your eye, I wouldn't be surprised if you would notice that. I mean, I guess it would make sense if the first bullet hit him, then it probably didn't penetrate the roof. If it went through his skull, which is what we're told. And then I guess if the second team of snipers, which was the local law enforcement, missed, I guess they missed over his head, and then maybe it went back into the woods if you didn't see any marks there. But they got out there and hosed that thing down quickly. So let's break this down then. Because, again,
Yeah,
go ahead.
Real quick, the other thing that was very suspicious is that, you know, when Corey got shot, that turned into an active crime scene, and they removed his body immediately, almost faster than they removed President Trump. So that in and of itself is very suspicious as well. And not too many people are talking about that.
Well, you know, that is an interesting point about, I mean, I would say, look, for the sake of everything, in hindsight, the fact that Trump stood up and raised his fist and said fight and didn't take another bullet, okay, like that's great. We had a victory in that moment, you could say. He survived and we got that powerful political moment. He should have never been allowed to do that. He should have never been allowed to pop up his head. The way that they got him off those steps left him vulnerable to another multiple rounds of shots. I mean, he had basically a dwarf protecting the front of his body. So I hope for the future, if anything like this happens again, Trump does not try to poke his head up, does not try to expose himself, and then they have Secret Service that can actually protect him. That's a good point that we can revisit. But I want to get back to the roof. So, because all of it, when you put it into a formula, it just proves that there had to be a stand down to let the shooter do this. It's just impossible otherwise. So he climbs onto the roof. He's got a bag. He's scaling the roof. He's already known to Secret Service at this point as a suspicious potential threat. So now he's scaling the building with a bag. They already know he has a rangefinder. So he's scaling the building with a bag. So, okay, so now he gets in the building. There's two options here. And I know that you're, you know, I'm just asking for your estimate because you were up there. He either gets onto the roof and walks over to the place where he ends up posting up to shoot Trump. Okay, maybe that walk takes 30 seconds or so. It looks like a pretty easy thing. It's not that slope. It's pretty easy to walk that. Maybe it takes 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute. Point is, if he's walking over there, multiple people are watching this guy walk over there. I mean, he's right there for anybody to see. He's walking on a roof with a bag. He should have already been being traced by the security agents anyway. Or I guess he's crawling over there, which would probably have taken at least a minute, maybe 2 minutes. So still, either way, there was so much time to neutralize this guy before he takes the gun and, I guess, assembles it right there on the roof. I mean, we're talking at least 10 minutes, maybe even 20 at this point. What do you think?
Absolutely, man. And the video footage proves it. I mean, people were on the ground and they could see him. So, I mean, there's no excuse for any of this.
So do you think, though, I mean, you've been on a roof. How long would it take you to either walk over there or if you wanted to crawl, let's say, to not be seen?
A minute and a half. It's not that. It's not steep. It's not slippery. It's not hard at all. It would be quick.
I mean, folks, this is unbelievable that – and it's actually even worse, I would say. If he came around from the parking lot angle or got on the building from somewhere farther away from the venue – I mean, I guess I could leave room for doubt that maybe they didn't see him. He walked right in front of 10,000 people and multiple police officers and scaled a building with a bag and assembled a rifle. I mean, this process took minimum 10 minutes, probably 20. And you're telling me that they couldn't find anybody to take him out? I mean, it's just unbelievable. What else sticks out to you from the scene?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that nobody trampled each other is amazing because there were so many people, at least 20 or 30,000. So the fact that people didn't go crazy, from everybody that I talked to, most people were kind of shocked or just worried about President Trump, which really kind of shows the caliber of people that were at the event because they didn't lose their minds. So that stuck out a lot. I mean, a lot of people didn't want to talk too much or they didn't want to be on camera, but I mean, the evidence is there. You know, this is for the deep state. You know, they have a lot of power, but they did not cover their tracks well at all with this. And as long as we can get the comms, as long as we can get the actual information that we need about why, you know, the officers were removed from the building, why nobody was stationed either at the water tower or on these roofs. I mean, we'll get to the bottom of it, but if we don't get that information, then we're just sitting here wondering. You know, we can say all day long that it was a failure or that it was planned, but we need that information.
Well, and I'm looking more at the scene here. So there's a small parking lot that is the access parking lot for these buildings in front of it where he accessed, and then there's the larger parking lot behind him. I'm just curious because – I'm trying to get a better idea of the picture here and another level of the security failure. Where did most people park for this event? I mean, it certainly wasn't in this tiny lot.
Yeah, no. So most people, they actually were parking in the areas, the businesses around this this fairgrounds, you know, kind of place. So I know that there was a little bit of a walk, but literally you just walk across the street. And you have access to the buildings. The fairground does have a fence around it, you know, so, and he, from what I understand, he didn't go inside the fence. Maybe he did, but he wasn't there, obviously, for the shooting. It's quick, man. It is super quick to get there. There's no fencing around that building or anything like that.
I only ask because, I mean, and this is just from my experience with security, and mine is obviously a lot less than Secret Service. But I'm just saying, if this is the nearest parking lot, the odds that they didn't have a body in that parking lot, I don't understand that either. I don't understand how they couldn't have a body, local or Secret Service, monitoring the closest parking lot to the venue. Because you look at this, it's right there. I mean, do we know where he parked his car?
So I don't know where he parked his car, but I, like I said before, you know, there was a police unit right there. There's a picnic table to the, I guess it'd be to the left. Yeah, right where the tree line is, there was a picnic table. And yeah, I can't really see, but we're kind of, it might be.
So here's the parking lot. So here's the parking lot right here.
It's more to your right. To your right, you see where the arrow is that's kind of going off the screen? More to your right. Keep going. Keep going.
Over here?
Right there. Yeah, that there was a police unit sitting right there in those trees.
Wow. And they still couldn't do – and I guess – well, I guess that's eventually the police that poked their head over here and eventually saw the shooter then.
That's a possibility, and, you know, that's another wild thing. I mean, obviously, they're going to radio in, hey, there's a dude on the roof. He pointed his gun at me. That's going to be on the comms. But the fact that they're shouldering each other, like one on top of the other, trying to look over this thing is kind of silly. That doesn't really make sense to me.
No, it doesn't make sense to any critical thinker. Now, I mean, maybe it happened and they were just that desperate. But still, it's like if you know somebody's on the roof, you know, pulling a Three Stooges act and trying to get, you know, some view by hoisting each other up, it just doesn't make sense. You're talking about the president. But I'm just saying, from what I know, and even from bigger events, like I'm talking big political events, police always have the parking lots monitored. They always have units in the parking lot, at least one car, one body. It's just standard. I'm just stunned. And this guy's walking around. It's like he's not even – he's not even trying to hide.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you've had plenty of experts on. Alex has had plenty of experts on. I mean, the roofs closest to the event should have been covered. There's just no way around that.
Well, I don't know if you heard the latest, and I think this is the biggest smoking gun yet. They've changed their story now. The reason they abandoned their post was because of the heat. I actually believe that. I actually believe that was their excuse to abandon. Quickly, though, you got that footage of the water tower. Do you think the water tower was involved in this at all? Is it even possible to stand on top of that water tower?
It's possible. There is a ladder that goes all the way up to the top of it. It would be a hard shot. I watched the footage of the shadow. I was there for 2 days. I droned it. Never saw a shadow moving like that from the water tower. So I think it's an interesting thing. But really, at the end of the day, the evidence that we have is that this was allowed to happen.
Is there a flat? I can't tell by this video. Is there an actual flat, like, place to walk on top of it, or is it rounded at the top?
So at the top, there's a little bit of a curve, but, I mean, you could walk up there. I mean, people do it all the time. That's what the other ladder at the very top is designed for, so... It's possible. It'd be a hard shot. It'd be a hard shot, but, I mean, you got good height there. I mean, it's 80 to 100 foot tall, you know, so it's a possibility, but you would have to be very sure-footed and okay with that kind of a height.
And, I mean, I don't know how somebody gets down from the water tower. I mean, that would take a long time. Everybody would see you climbing down.
Right.
I mean, unless you'd like.
Right. Well, and you'd have to have a way to access the bottom because, I mean, so you've got a permanent ladder, but it's probably, you know, 10 to 12 feet where there's no ladder. You know, you'd have to bring it down to that.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, I just asked because you saw it. I'm not big on the water tower theory, but I wanted to ask.
Right.
All right. Sless is more on Instagram. On X, more is Sless. A great American, a great professional wrestler, a great info warrior, a great citizen journalist. Sless, thank you for your work and your time. Let us know if there's anything else.
Thank you.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, that's a great laugh again. If we get more information from him, we'll let you know. First on the scene, crazy, though. Professional wrestler, he's a roofer, he's an info warrior, and he's beating the mainstream media, beating the Republicans to the scene. Holy smokes. By the way, I didn't get into this with him, but there was another angle of an interesting situation, and we covered this last week, but now we have a better shot of it. Remember, we talked about there were buildings on the other side that nobody's really talking about. Well, look, I'm no security expert, but if I'm analyzing what's needed for security, then I'm going to look at this scene and I'm going to say, okay, well, you obviously need somebody here at this high ground to the right of the stage, and then you obviously need somebody over here at this high ground to the left of the stage. And so here's the high ground on the other side, and there's some other buildings here too. And I believe, again, the reports are shady, we can't get answered. There may have been Secret Service or local law enforcement snipers somewhere on the other side here, and maybe those are the shots that missed. But again, point being, there is no reason at all how this guy was able to pull it off unless there was a stand down. I'm sorry. It's just impossible. Okay. Oh, man, what a news day it's been, and I'm barely scratching the surface, ladies and gentlemen. Barely scratching the surface. I'm not going to drop the ball on this. And you know what? We got a problem going on in the White House, but we've had a problem in the White House. They've couped Joe Biden. The Democrats have successfully initiated a coup against Joe Biden. Now it's cackling Kamala, at least for the next week, and then we'll see what happens after that. But honestly, I would say that I don't even know if it's safe to bet on anyone as the Democrat nominee till after their convention in August. That's how insane this party is right now. Now, if they look at Kamala and they say, okay, this is successful, or they look at some of the laws in these states and they say we have to put her on the ballot now or she can't be on the ballot, then that's that. But they couped Joe Biden. They ran a coup against Joe Biden. They issued a fake resignation. That's what it is, folks. A fake resignation. Now maybe Joe knew about it. Maybe he didn't. But it was a fake. He didn't write it. He didn't sign it. And he was a disappearing act while it was all going down. So they successfully ran a coup against Joe Biden. So this deal is crazy. And to put it all into perspective, Donald Trump was supposed to be dead and out of the presidential race, and then they were supposed to run a coup against Joe Biden to get him out of the presidential race. So what were the deep state's plans, ladies and gentlemen, when they had Biden and Trump out of the race with 106 days left? What were their plans? Well, they failed, and now they got Kamala. Yikes. Now, again, I'm saying pretend like you're 20 points behind. I don't care if Kamala poll is at 0%. We need to pretend like we're 20 points behind and not bet on anything. And we got to be too big to rig. And that's really what it is. And I understand why people don't trust anything. But, I mean, folks, they wouldn't be trying to shoot Donald Trump in the head or letting somebody shoot Donald Trump in the head or running all these bait and switches with the Democrat nominee if they knew they had it in the bag. There can be a too big to rig situation. All right. I still got so much to cover. We'll try to do it as much as we can with the final 15 minutes of the broadcast here today. Remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. When I've got a loaded day like today, there's two things I go to for maximum energy and maximum focus, and that's Turbo Force Plus from DrJonesNaturals.com. Turbo Force Plus, 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop of Turbo Force Plus, and then Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Both are great at InfoWarsStore.com, and those are both 40% off, part of the Save InfoWars special. So Brain Force Ultra, the liquid tincture version, or Brain Force Plus, the capsuled version. Both are great. Depends on what you like. I like them both. Doesn't matter to me. Just whatever I have, I go with. But that's how I get maximum energy and maximum focus for a three-hour news broadcast. And especially on days like today when it's absolutely crazy. So try it out for yourself. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. And then Turbo Force Plus, clean energy, 10 hours without a crash at DrJonesNaturals.com. All right, let me just – there's just so much here. I can't even believe it. We've got these other videos where he's walking around. I mean, an incredible interview from Senator Ron Johnson. And look, there's all these conflicting messages because there is no consistent messages from the investigation. It's all being covered up. So Ron Johnson talking about a second shooter, talking about a water tower, talking about a cover up. And it's And he's talking about three shooters. Well, we know why there's three shooters now. There was three guns. The shooter's gun, and then Secret Service sniper, and local law enforcement sniper. So that's why you have three guns. Who was in charge of oversight of the Secret Service? Listen to this in clip 8.
I would be remiss if I did not also extend my condolences on the passing of your colleague, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. Ms. Jackson Lee was always engaged in the oversight of the Secret Service, and her passing is a great loss to this body.
Sheila Jackson Lee was in charge of oversight for the Secret Service. She died over the weekend. I pray that members of Secret Service are safe throughout this process. I pray for the protection of Secret Service members and local law enforcement that might know something. All right. Now, let's just look at some of this recent development here. And then maybe I'll get back into the assassination stuff with some of the fresh video. But let's look. This was the Democrat Party just a few weeks ago. Just a few weeks ago. Remember that? Remember that in clip 20?
What's Joe Biden going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? Here's my answer. I am running, and we're going to win. I'm not going to change that.
That was last week, folks. That was last week. That was last week. Now, I've got all these other videos of all the Democrats saying and saying he's not dropping out, he's running. The Biden team saying he's not dropping out, he's running. The Democrat propaganda agents on social media putting up all their videos saying he's running. I mean, I could play all of these things for you. Remember, we have a O'Keefe Media Group video where a White House insider says they don't want Kamala or Biden. They want to remove them both. And then AOC said the same thing just a week ago in clip 19.
And I'm going to say what a lot of these folks aren't saying. I'm just going to say it. If you think that there is consensus among the people who want Joe Biden to leave, that they will support Kamala, Vice President Harris, you would be mistaken.
Oh.
And I'm going to say that because if they're going to come out and say all their little things on background off the record, but they're not going to be fully honest, I'm going to be honest for them. I'm in these rooms. I see what they say in conversations. A lot of them are not just interested in removing the president. They are interested in removing the whole ticket.
That's funny. Because today, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez endorsed Kamala Harris. They're all liars, folks. And it's so obvious. I mean, who votes for a Democrat at this point? A mentally ill person.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I don't give mine a big tip because I don't think they do a very good job. You know, I have to just interject. If you would turn off those cameras because I don't want to see the screen up there of me. That's very severe, that comb over. That's a severe sucker. What's with that one? It looks okay from the other side. But that is very severe. I apologize. Man. I looked up there. I said, whoa. Look at that. Wow. That's like a work of art. Only look at that one. Don't look. That one looks.
That was Trump at his rally, first rally since the assassination attempt in Grand Rapids. By the way, massive turnout, just a huge line, probably at least 20,000 people. The line was out the door again. You can see that in clip one if you guys want to B-roll that. This was in the morning. This was about 6 hours before he even went onto the stage. And, of course, the leftists are lying about it again. They just can't help themselves. That's all they do. And so they have these accounts saying, oh, look, the bleachers were empty at the Trump rally. And I noticed there's like 20 of these bot accounts. And Musk needs to do something about these. And they all get millions of views. But they're bot accounts and they all share the same thing. And it's this image that was probably taken like 5 hours before Trump took the stage. And the upper deck is empty. And they say, oh, look, Trump can't even fill the arena. He's pathetic. Well, okay. As you can see here, the upper deck is filled before Trump actually goes on to the stage. Or you can go look at the live video. I mean, it's ridiculous. But compare that to what Biden got in Michigan. Well, I guess that's not even worthy anymore since Biden dropped out. Oh, he's so popular. Oh, but he dropped out. Look at Biden packing the stands and he dropped out. Biden's the greatest president ever. He dropped out. Biden's so fit. He's the greatest. He dropped out. But, you know, this is the problem that we have. This is the problem that we have. Well, I mean, look at this. Again, this is just last week. It's Biden. Just last week. They believe their own bullcrap. They love to be lied to, and they love to lie to you. Clip 28.
So earlier today, we both saw President Biden speak at the White House, and we are more confident than ever that he is the guy for 2024.
According to my sources, President Biden has agreed to step down as a Democratic nominee.
Do you think that this guy is a Democrat or a Republican?
He looks like a faggot.
When your day is long.
And he's gone. Oh!
I shot a gun for the first time today, and I've always been told by Republicans that after the first time, I'll be in favor of guns and I'll want more guns. But for me, it was the exact opposite.
Harry Sisson is an absolute retarded faggot.
That wasn't a gun here. All right, so that's enough. So that's the Democrat propaganda team. It's Biden. Oh, he's the best ever. I'm so confident. I can't wait to vote for Biden. Remember, they put up all these posts, these threads. I'm voting for Biden. Look at me. I'm voting for Biden. How are you going to vote for Biden? He's not on the ticket, jackass. Man. But liberals love to lie, and they love to be lied to. I'm not sure which one they prefer. I'm not sure if liberals enjoy lying to you more or being lied to more. But there's all these new polls going around, and these are from neutral political accounts. And, folks, Harris is now getting beat by RFK Jr., Now, again, I'm telling you to pretend like you're 20 points behind, even if Kamala Harris is polling at zero. I'm telling you she's less popular than Joe Biden. This same account would run polls a month ago with Trump, Biden, and Kennedy, and Biden would beat Kennedy. Harris is losing votes that Biden had. This is the most popular Trump's been when you look at just votes. Now, here's the problem with liberals. And look, this is not coming from I'm trying to insult them. This is the reality. This is me doing an honest breakdown of the liberal and why they're such a dangerous voting bloc. They're so stupid that they literally don't know the difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien, an illegal border crosser. Here's the proof. Two big leftist accounts, Ed Krasenstein, says, if deporting a hardworking immigrant would almost certainly result in that immigrant being killed in their home country, do you support deporting them? Tell me, who is supporting deporting immigrants? Who has called for deporting an immigrant? Do you even know what an immigrant is? Do you see what I'm saying? There is not a single policy, there is not a single Republican, there is not a single statement from Donald Trump calling for the deportation of immigrants. It doesn't exist. Nobody wants to deport immigrants. Immigrants are here legally. They are citizens. We're talking about criminal border crossers and illegal aliens. Why don't liberals know the difference? Here's another one. The lady below is Usha Vance, wife of J.D. Vance, born to immigrant parents, gave a speech to the audience in the second picture holding up signs of mass deportations now. Yeah, mass deportations don't affect an immigrant. Mass deportations are not about immigrants. Why do you Democrats, why do you liberals choose to be so stupid? See the problem with these people? See why our country is in such a problem politically right now? Because liberals are too stupid to even know the difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien. They cannot, their mind cannot even comprehend it. They literally think Trump wants to deport immigrants. That's their they have the political IQ of a coconut, and they're about to vote for one. It's unbelievable. By the way, bad news out of Pennsylvania from Scott Presler. The Pennsylvania State Department is refusing to update voter registration data, and it refuses to inform us on whether any illegal aliens are registered to vote in Pennsylvania. So the Democrats are going to steal Pennsylvania. And if they're afraid it's too big to rig, then they're going to bring in a Josh Shapiro on the ticket, whether that's with Kamala Harris or somebody else. So that's the strategy they're looking at. But they'll cheat in Pennsylvania. So don't count on Trump winning Pennsylvania. But now the left is in denial that all these new polls are coming out and Kamala's crashing and Trump is rising. And they say, oh, well, this is just because X is a right-wing echo chamber. No. No, populism is popular. Patriotism is popular. Trump is popular. Your liberal policies, your liberal lies, your Democrat politicians are unpopular. You live a lie. You literally believe your own lies. You literally don't even know the difference between an immigrant and a criminal border crosser. You people shouldn't be anywhere near political power. You shouldn't have any political influence. You're the problem. You are literally the problem. All right. I mean, folks, but even liberals are starting to get this. This is famous Trump hater Michael Rappaport saying, how can I vote for a Democrat right now? Clip 24.
Oh, it's not a test. This is not a test. This is an emergency. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Can we get a break? It's Sunday. Can we all get a break? Just 7 days ago, they tried to clip Donald Trump, and then boom. Now, smoking Joe Biden, cadaver Joe Biden, he's done using the greatest excuse, the best thing about COVID. The greatest thing about COVID is it's an excuse to get you out of meetings, family vacations, and now running for president. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Okay? I'm trying to relax, get in the pool, catch a little sun. They muscled them. Let me tell you something. Crazy Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they muscled smoking Joe Biden out. They harangued him. They harassed him. And now we got Kamala. A question. If somebody, let's just say somebody, me, doesn't vote, what does that mean? Like, am I no longer entitled to talk my shit if I don't vote in this election? Am I allowed to talk shit if I do not vote in this election? Who are you voting for? I don't know what's happening. It's Sunday. We're supposed to be barbecuing, eating ribs, chicken, and corn on the cob.
You know, Rappaport looks a lot better after he said he might have to vote for Donald Trump because the Democrats are such a... Did you notice that? He used to look like a cadaver himself. All right, that does it for today's transmission. The InfoWars War Room takes a 21-hour break. We'll be back with you tomorrow. It's going to be another big show tomorrow. A reminder, I will be live tonight on Rumble at rumble.com/Owen with continued analysis. Otherwise, we'll see you right here. The InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to be another loaded broadcast tomorrow. I can assure you I got a big guest coming up, too. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.